Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We are reading from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, contents of the Gita summarized, text 16. So please repeat. Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Ubayo apodestontas.
Abhayo api distanatas.
Tvanayos tattva darshivi.
Vav anayos tattva dishvi.
Darshapi.
Darshavi.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Ubayo apodestontas. Tvanayos tattva darshivi.
Vanayo tattva dishvi.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Ubayo apodestontas.
Abhayo api distontas.
Tvanayos tattva darshivi.
Vaninoyos tattva dishvi. Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Abhayo api dristyo nityas.
Ubayo api dristontas.
Tvav anoyo tattva dishvi.
Tvanayos tattva dashivi. Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Asata.
Asata.
Of the non-existence.
Of the non-existence.
Vidyate.
Vidyate.
There is.
There is.
Bhavam.
Bhavam.
Endurance.
Endurance.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Abhava.
Abhava. Abhava.
Changing quality.
Changing quality.
Vidyate.
Vidyate.
There is.
There is.
Sata.
Sata.
Of the eternal,
of the eternal.
Ubayo,
Ubayo,
of the two,
of the two.
Api,
Api.
Verily,
verily.
Drista,
Drista.
Observed,
observed.
Anta,
Anta.
Conclusion,
conclusion.
Tu,
Tu.
Indeed,
indeed.
Anayo,
Anayo.
Of that, Tattva,
Tattva.
Of the truth. Darshibi,
Darshibi.
By the seers,
by the seers.
So. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existence, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. Purport. There is no endurance of the changing body. That the body is changing every moment by the actions and reactions of the different cells is admitted by modern medical science, and thus growth and old age are taking place in the body. But the spirit soul exists permanently, remaining the same despite all changes of the body and the mind. That is the difference between matter and spirit. By nature, the body is ever changing, and the soul is eternal. This conclusion, established by all classes of seers of the truth, both impersonalist and personalist. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that Vishnu and his abodes all have self-illuminated spiritual existence. Jyotimsi Vishnu Bhuvanani Vishnu. The words existent and non-existent refer only to spirit and matter. That is the version of all seers of truth. This is the beginning of the instruction by the Lord to the living entities who are bewildered by the influence of ignorance. Removal of ignorance involves the re-establishment of the eternal relationship between the worshipper and the worshipable, and the consequent understanding of the difference between the part and parcel living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can understand the nature of the Supreme by thorough study of oneself. The difference between oneself and the Supreme Being, understood as the relationship between the part and the whole. In the Vedanta Sutras, as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme has been accepted as origin of all emanations. Such emanations are experienced by superior and inferior natural sequences. Living entities belong to the superior nature, as it will be revealed in the 7th chapter. Also, although there is no difference between the energy and the energetic is accepted as the supreme, and the energy of the Lord is accepted as subordinate. Living entities, therefore, are always subordinate of the Supreme Lord, as is the case of the master and the servant, or the teacher and the taught. Such clear knowledge is impossible to understand under the spell of ignorance, and drive away such ignorance. The Lord teaches Bhagavad Gita for the enlightenment of all living entities for all times. I read the verse again. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sta ubhyabhristantas tvaneos tattva darshibi. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existence of the material body there is no endurance, and of the internal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. Now I will read the commentaries of Purichan Prabhu and Purnachandra Maharaj. In other words, Krishna is saying that Bhishma, you are both eternal, and then why are you thinking that either of you will be destroyed? This is defect in your knowledge, Arjuna. This means, in simple terms, that those things that the seers of the truth, the rishis, the tattva-darshibi, have concluded, that those things that don't exist eternally actually have no existence, and they will never exist, and will never become eternal. Those things that are changing will never exist, because they are always changing. So how can they exist when they are always changing? Those things that always exist, like the soul, will never cease to exist. They are eternal and they always will exist. So what is complicated to understand is actually quite simple to understand. The things that exist will exist always eternally. That which is eternal will always be eternal, and those things that don't exist, they will never exist because they are always changing. That is actually some jnaya logic. Jnaya logic. Yeah. Difficult to pronounce. Jnaya logic. That's it. One of the rules of logic is that only something that exists can produce something else that exists. From truth only truth comes, from falsity only falsity comes. So those things that exist, they will always exist, and those things that don't exist will never exist. Therefore, the body will never exist, it's always changing. Therefore, we see that picture in the Bhagavad Gita of the film. We see that it appears, but if we look at each frame of the film, we see that the body is actually changing its position. When we look at the film very fast, it appears that there is actual continuity in the body, but actually there is no connection with one frame and the next. But it is just our illusion that we see it as being one So we see that the body is growing, but actually it's not growing, it's changing. Every moment it's changing. Every millisecond it is changing. So that same body that you are seeing right here at this second is a different body from what you are seeing right now, and it continues to change. So there is no existence to it. So we think that the body exists, but actually it doesn't exist. This is the point here. Those things that actually do exist, they never change. And that is soul. That is a soul. So the soul can never change and will always exist, and the body will never stay the same. It will never exist. That is the point. To explain these two sides, that will exist, will always exist, and that which does not exist will never exist. Now the two next verse, 17 and 18, are spoken. First, those things that do exist. Omajana timanasya snakana saksun militam yena tasmai sinkavena sitsitayam naubistam staptam yena bhutale svam rupakadamayam tadati svapadantikam pandiyam siyusi yudha patakamnam sikam vaishnavamsa Sirupam sarjatam sakanar natam tam tam sajivam sadvaitam sabudutam parjana saitam si krishna chitanya devam Shirada krishna padam sakanita shivishakam vitam sa He krishna karuna sinudina bandho jyatpati Kopesha kopka kanta radha kanta namaste te tapta kanshna gaurangi radhe vinnavanashvi Vishabana Sutta Devi Pranamaya Hari Priya Pankha Kalpta Visha Kripa Sinabhi Visha Patanam Pavan Vyo Vashnam Vyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Hadada Shiva Sadika Hura Bhakta Vinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charasamrita Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamita Namne. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paskachai Tathatarini. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nasato vidyate bhavo, nabhavo vidyate sata. Ubyor apadrishnatastvanyas tatvadakshibi. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existence, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the internal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. So, Lord Krishna has previously explained already that our body changes from buoyant to youth to old age gradually, that the body changes. And then in the next, but he said immediately you have to become a dhira. You have to tolerate it, all these changes. And so that's an important spiritual technique in the Bhagavad Gita. We have to tolerate material nature. We have to tolerate that what changes. That if one can do that, one becomes liberated. But then, after telling us that, Krishna explains us, now I will give you jnana, knowledge to understand that we are different from the body. That the spirit soul is different from the body. But now, how to make that difference? That's the first thing he explains. How to do that? What is spirit? What is matter? And here he says, matter is what changes. And spirit does not change. So everything what changes, that's material. that has no real existence, because it always changes, that it's temporary there, that like Badrinarayan Swami used always to tell in his class about this boy, he was a minor, but he was chanting Hare Krishna and following the principles, and his father became quite disturbed by it. And when you have it was in America, but I think he also, you know, if you are not yet 16, you are under the care of your parents and you have to listen that. So his father decided to send him to a psychiatrist, to see, because he was saying my son is not normal, he's always that he's chanting and so on. The psychiatrist had a talk with the boy, and the boy said, yes, maybe I see things different than you. I said, look at this flower here, or the flower in a vase, this flower. What do you see? Asked the psychiatrist. And he said, a flower. He said, I don't see a flower. I see earth, water, air, fire, ether, which has now taken the form of a flower. Very interesting, different vision. So he understood, yeah, all this matter that's made of these material elements and not changing. It takes temporary form from earth, air, water, and it takes that form, but it's there temporary. The psychiatrist said to the father after his examination, your son is one of the most normal person I've ever seen. Very interesting. So it's a different vision. If we understand that everything comes from the earth and grows, our bodies grow because we take food. Food comes from the earth, from everything what grows from the earth. Even the animals must live from the earth. It comes from the earth. It's all a combination of these things. We see but in the commentaries here of Prabhupada, one who does not follow this our principles of religion, our four related principles, cannot understand that. One who is influenced by lust cannot understand this. Very interesting. It's clearly said, one who does not follow or get out of sinful life cannot understand that. One must at least be a little pious. See, many times vegetarians they are becoming very attracted to our movement, but they are already vegetarian. There's some piety there already, and they are more open
receptive
to Krishna consciousness. Yes, they are. But to understand this requires realization. Factually, it's not just by theoretical knowledge that one is going to understand it. By theoretically understanding it, one can cultivate some renunciation. Understands everything is relative in this world and becomes, why should I do all these things, all temporary, and one becomes renounced
by the knowledge. So therefore, there is this process, which is Jnana Yoga, this study of Vedanta, trying to understand the difference between matter and spirit, trying to understand what's the difference. That leads to knowledge, and to renunciation. But then, when knowledge and renunciation is nice, then one is renounced, and so that's a liberated platform practically. But then you want to experience what you are. It's great. So it's not just knowing I'm not this body that's going to solve it. You want experience that. And then some, the fortunate jnanis, they take to the yoga system, Ashtanga Yoga, which is completely impractical for this age. But they try a great endeavor to get some spiritual experience and finally contact with the super soul. But then when you have that contact, then you are not yet there, because you are not yet situated in self-realization. So you must realize what's the self, and this is not self-realization. If one comes to the super soul, one starts to understand, this is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Now I have to perform bhakti. So it's from one thing to another, this yoga system. So you understand? It's like that. So why not directly going to bhakti? That if one, because this is a process of understanding that I'm not this body. But factly, we must come to the point of living the life of a spirit soul and not of the body. And that's devotional service, that's the practice. But here, this difference, very difficult to understand by those who are in the grip of illusion and sense gratification and identify with the body. Very difficult to come out. It is that it requires a change of consciousness. Like you had this example of this boy who says, I don't see a flower, but I see all these elements. That's a change of consciousness. A further change, an higher level of change of consciousness, is understand, all these elements, it's made of these elements, and it's a super soul that combines it. So Krishna is doing everything. That's another level of consciousness. So this is elevation of consciousness. But because the consciousness is polluted by the idea that I'm this body which always changes, it's troublesome, because sometimes something that always changes, how you become mad. That's all. That's what we see. That this body is constantly changing. In old age means a change of body. That after so many years, you have to take a new picture for your passport, because the previous picture is that you have changed your body. It's always going on, that changing. But what's valuable, it's the spirit soul, which we are. The body is dead matter, but it's alive by the mystic power of the soul. So the life is in the body, and that's the soul. Life comes from life. It's Srila Prabhupada, one of his small booklets, Life Come From Life. There can only be life can give life. So the life is spirit soul, and that keeps the body alive. That's, if we say I, that's the spirit soul. Person who is conscious, it's the spirit soul. It's not the body. As long the spirit soul is in the body appears to be life. But what's the problem? The problem is with our consciousness that is polluted. That if you think you are the body, I gave that example a few times, it's like going to see a film, and you become absorbed in the happiness and distress of the personalities of the screen, and sometimes you start crying, sometimes you laugh with everyone in the that, because you become absorbed in the story. So we become absorbed in the life of this body, and we think that's everything that exists. That and this all everything that belongs to me, that's important. But that's just a big illusion, deep illusion. And Krishna is dispelling that illusion, really. It says to Arjun, yes, this it's Bhishma Dev, a strong body, but he's not his body. Because that changes. The real Bhishma Dev is a spirit soul, does not change. So he will say further, you cannot kill him, it's not possible. Because soul cannot die. It does not change. Something which cannot change does not die. Because changing means dying. Every moment, every second we lose, it's gone. We can never get it back. And that's dying. The body dies. It runs out. And the last few seconds we call them death, but does not make much sense. Because it's dying all the way. But the last moment we think it's death. But it's this ignorance. And we should become enlightened with this knowledge that we are spiritual beings, eternal spiritual beings. And then who cares about the body? We have to leave it anyway. There's no one who is going to keep the self same body. No, it's changing. And will continue to change. After death it changes. And it's decomposing, it's all changing completely. It goes back to the earth. That's what the Christian says. We come from dust and we go back to dust. But it's a misconception. We don't come from dust, we don't go back. It's just a body. Dust comes and goes. We are not. here we see also some religions are deep in ignorance. Some are a little more elevated. They think of spiritual life as something mental. But that's also the body. And that's also changing, the mind. Constantly changing, flickering, Arjuna says that. But on the spiritual platform there is no such a thing. And the most amazing thing is that the soul does not need his body to exist. It does not need the body to exist. It's completely separate from the body. But we are attached to this body. We think this body, that life, that's all in all. But what's the result if you realize that the body changes and I'm an eternal soul? You become fearless, without any fear. God's sister a few weeks ago, 10 days ago, left her body. And 2 months before, she said to my Guru Maharaj, I'm not afraid from death. That's the position of someone who has realized this principle, that the body changes and we don't change. And Srila Prabhupada was losing a thief, and it took the thief, looked at it, and started laughing. that this Steve is, yeah, Harry Sarpabu is still this Steve. sometimes he travels with it and puja for it, Srila Prabhupada's Steve. But yeah, so because most people, when they become old and invalid, they become disturbed. But if you are spiritually advanced, nothing can disturb your happiness. If you become a dhira, dhira means understanding. I mean, in that position of eternal, unchanging soul, it's only the body. And the next destination is Krishna. Where he wants me to go, whatever. Does he want me to again accept a new body or whatever? So that makes one undisturbed in the most disturbing circumstance. What's a disturbing circumstance? That everything changes at every moment. That's most disturbing. That I remember when I was a child. Like, I'm speaking now about 1967. I was a young boy, and I remember a New Year celebration, everyone getting drunk, and all the people who were there now, they're all gone, dead, gone. The body is temporary, means they have left their bodies behind, and they go to their next destination. But they never knew during their lives that they were not a body. They had no idea where they were going. They had no idea that what were the consequences, the results of their actions. But Krishna had given this knowledge. We have to be very careful how we act. If we act materially as the body, that's karma. In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna defines karma. In Krishna's words, it means karma is activity that produces future bodies. That's consciousness is the key of all. That how do I observe my consciousness? Do I live in the consciousness that I'm something that changes? It does not make sense. That does not make sense. You know, the body changes. That we can even lose our both legs. We see every Sunday this man is playing this music in Leicester. No legs. He's still living. He was not his legs for sure, because he's still existing. Yeah, I saw in Belgium when I gave a lecture, someone attending my class, he had no arms, was doing everything with his feet, very interesting. So he was also not his arms. So these are just instruments of the body, that Krishna gives us this body because of previous karma. We have produced the body with our previous activities. Krishna gives us this body just because we paid for it by our karma, and we get it. And when you get this machine comes together with changing situations. It's coming karma, so called good and bad for the body. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, and that's the whole life. You cannot change it. Because things change, the body changes. You cannot stop it. Oh, I stop it. No, I don't want to go older. No, the body does not. Does not respect your wish. It's not under our control. And so Krishna says, Mayatakshana Prakriti, I have the control over material nature, not us. So it changes. You cannot stop it. Very soon we are out here, but still we are profit calculation. What shall I get from it? It does not make sense. Because the body is born in a certain country, or and in this country a certain ideology is prevalent, we identify with these things. And then they have wars and so many things, or one thing, things I belong to this religion, that religion. This is all changing, these religions, it's changing. We see the practice of Christianity, that when I was 4 years old, about 1964, they have this concil, I don't know what it's called, in Rome, and they changed the whole thing. That before, all the celebrations of the Christians were in Latin, and they had a morning program closer to ours, but they abolished everything. 1964 was quite a change, a big change. That so things are changing. Interpretations are changing, new religions are constructed, and so on. But that's not what Krishna is speaking about, because that's all on the bodily concept of life, all these things. Real religion does not change. Spiritual does not change, so real religion also does not change. Srila Prabhupada said, like, water has the quality of being wet, it does not change. It remains wet forever. It does not change. So a real religion has its qualities. And that's what Krishna is speaking about. He says that what Krishna says, that's real religion. Krishna says the body changes and the spirit soul does not change. But then we become concerned more about the body than with the soul. And we give food to the body, but not food to the soul. And the soul dies, loses its spiritual consciousness, become complete absorbed in the material conception that I'm this changing body. And is there something more troublesome than not identifying with this body? It's a lamp of ignorance that it goes to its end. So is that a good investment, investing in the body? That again we have Yudhisthira Maharaj answer to the Yaksam, who I was asking for the most amazing thing in this world. He said, everyone in this world is busy with making arrangements to live here permanently. Very interesting. For that, why are we doing that? Because we are eternal. So it's natural to have that feeling to be eternal, to be forever. But the body is not. They are bewildered about their real identity. They are in an identity crisis. Their mind is uncontrolled because they identify with the mind. If you identify with the mind, how can you control the mind if you think you are the mind? It's not possible. You cannot make any spiritual advancement. One of the Matajis went to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I'm a woman, how can I make spiritual advancement? It's very difficult. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, if you think you are a woman, it will be very difficult. So that's the point. We have to come out of that. Sometimes Krishna purifies us, gives us experiences, puts us in such difficulty, that by shock sometimes we give up this attachment to this body. You understand, this is too much, and you withdraw from it, and that gives you realizations. Yes, I'm not this body, and it comes to such a level that you think, whatever happens, it's all right with me. You cannot stop it. One is understood. I've tried to control it, but better not to do that. Better accept what's happening. And go internal. Find your real self by engaging the body in service to Krishna. That engagement gives realizations, because that connects everything with Krishna. This service connects the body and spiritualizes the body by using it in Krishna's service. That and gradually this karma is stopping if we act in spiritual consciousness. You don't produce new karma. And by the chanting of Hare Krishna, all your past karma is burnt. Not the time of death. Then you can go back to the spiritual world, because no new body is created at the time of death. Because we create the new body at the time of death. On the mental platform, it's already there. That, yes, you can see that people who have eaten a lot of chicken during their lives, when they leave their body, they look already at the chicken. The next life will become chicken. Anyway, it's also a philosophy that's it's shocking for those in the body concept of life. They cannot accept it. They will fight against it. That it does not, yeah, because where your thoughts go at the time of death, that you will reach again. So you have a lot of wars between enemies, and one enemy thinks of the other, and the other thinks on the, and they change culture in their next life, and religion, so-called religion, that. So it's just crazy, the whole thing. So it's just a crazy activity in this world, that everyone is insane to the highest level, and this insanity is instructed in all schools. All mundane schools. Nobody teaches one that this knowledge, that what changes, it's not really valuable because it's temporary. What does not change, that's valuable. So, an Aryan, Krishna said to Aryan, you are an Aryan. Because you act on the bodily concept of life. An Aryan knows the values of life. An Aryan knows that I do not change. It's only the body. So I should not take it too serious. I should not take too serious all these things in my mind. And by that, one gets realization, but that realization comes not just by being an armchair philosopher and reading Bhagavad Gita and reading the verse, but it's not going deep. Even if it's going deep in understanding, there must come practical understanding, bringing this in practice, that... But by the chanting of Hare Krishna, done with attention, surely we become purified. We start to experience. At least we have a sense I'm different from this body. That comes already when you chant Hare Krishna. Even from the beginning, you have a subtle sense. I'm not this body. That's the beginning. But it has to grow to realizing the body and acting as a spirit soul, realizing the spiritual or your spiritual position, then act in that way. It's not just like Brahman realization and then by cultivation of knowledge. No, the soul is active. Why is the body active? Because the soul is active. That's, if the soul is not there, have you ever seen a body that is active? No. It falls down, it decomposes, it's gone. That's when the soul is in the body, then. Yes. It's, we think we are going to die, but we don't die. We leave the body. That's a different thing. That because if we think we are going to die, then you are full of fear. I'm going to lose my life. But a devotee knows, oh, I'm a spirit being. I just leave, go to my next destination. Fine with me that I'm going to my next destination. I will get a new body. This old is useless one. I get a new one. So that's good news. So that's the situation of a devotee. But the devotee in his next life will become again a devotee. And will make further progress. That's Krishna in the heart. More brings us from one step to another. That therefore, this is very essential knowledge, because it's this lack of knowledge. By this lack of knowledge, we are in illusion. And illusion comes when one identifies with the body. Why do I identify with the body? Lust. Enjoying the body. Trying to enjoy lust. And it becomes so deep that one thinks you have only one life, enjoy. That's the philosophy of those in the worldly concept of life. But that principle, enjoy, there is only one life. Everyone wants to enjoy, and no one wants to suffer. But for enjoyment, you have to pay on the material platform. You don't get it gratis. That is a result of previous wise activities. You have to pay. You want to enjoy, you have to work. That's the paying. This enjoyment. And it creates a whole culture based on economic development. Economic development. And in schools, that's encouraged. This competitive spirit is encouraged. But it's all useless, that competitive spirit. It's with the elbows, you put the other down. And I come the first, it's so selfish. Selfish. It breaks all codes of morality down to the animal platform. Because animals, they do the same thing. So being civilized means to come to the platform of a Brahman. A Brahman has realized I'm not his body. He may not have realized self-realization, but he has realized I'm not his body. And then when you realize that, you can start controlling the mind and go to goodness. In goodness, one has realized I am not his body. That impassion means deeply endeavoring for giving pleasure to the body. And ignorance, it's just wanting to enjoy and not work, not going in passion, just lazy and trying to enjoy. Instead of working, let us drink some alcohol and get drunk and then that's our enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada said there are two people who do not, two kind of people who do not suffer. One in the deepest ignorance, that, and the self-realized soul. These are two who are not suffering. That's one in the ignorance. He loses all consciousness practically, and then your suffering is gone. Just it becomes too painful. Let us drink and cover it over, and that's their happiness. And people are so frustrated. You see how many drunkards are there? A lot. And it's a very deep disease. And when you are in that situation, it's very difficult to give it up, this addiction, and to come out of it. It's just you are killing yourself. But it's like you go to, you have a dream, and in the dream you see that your head is cut off. But how can you see that your head is cut off? That's not possible. Because if your head is cut off, you cannot see. So that's like dying. We think, oh, I'm going to die, my head is cut off, I'm going to die. But you don't. Your existence continues to the next level. So that's not to get faith in these principles of Krishna, we need realization. It's not just I'm not this body. You need realization. That's required. And to get this realization, or to come to self-realization, you have to know Krishna. Only when you know Krishna, we can build our relationship with him. So impersonalists, they can never get a relationship with God. Because there is no person. There is no personal concept. Right? This is an important principle. Any questions or comments?